One of the bedrocks of being a Muslim in terms of faith is that...
As well as other faiths. I mean, let's not single out the
Muslims. I get it.
Many
I'm not
Christians
saying that.
May feel the same
and
way.
And Jewish community as well.
When the perpetrator of these crimes tend to be Caucasian, white, non-Muslims, there tends to be a huge focus on them being lone wolves, mentally unwell.
I mean, if I spoke about Jews the way that Melanie speaks about Muslims, then I would be... hung, drawn and quartered for anti-Semitism.
The thing is, we can't dress up, again, these arbitrary set of values because no one had a contribution in defining them. And
they're
basically,
not arbitrary, though.
They are arbitrary because they're being used.
No, they're certainly not organic.
There seems to be an elephant in the room, and the elephant in the room is the dismissal or sidelining of foreign policy grievances, which is not necessarily a causative issue, but it's certainly a big point to look at. Islam is justice and compassion, and God's justice and compassion is far greater than yours, Osama. We have to understand. But I do follow the opinion of one scholar. Imam Suhaib Hassan.
All right.
Imam Suhaib Hassan is a great scholar and he's of my opinion. You should look into it. Emily's part of Henry Jackson Society. She thrives, her organization thrives and survives off the pro-war agenda. So she'd get out of a job if there wasn't any war.
Miss Bartlett here, who presents herself as an independent journalist. She's neither independent and nor can she even quantify or qualify as a journalist. She's a grade A conspiracy theorist for the Assad regime.
The Quilliam Foundation is perceived as if I may use the expression, Uncle Tom's within the Muslim community. They had absolutely no credibility whatsoever.
Help defend Islam and Muslims. Support Five Pillars. Donate now.